the most trusted name in sex scandal. CNN exposed again, the second time in a week, for alleged underage sexual misconduct. By Joel Brzee, December 16, 2021, published by California Globe. 5 days following the arrest of producer John Griffin at CNN for engaging in unlawful relations with underage girls, it appears another CNN producer has followed suit. Last night, Project Veritas dropped a bombshell, exposing another producer soliciting sexual material involving an underage girl. On Monday, the California Globe chronicled the litany of sexual scandals plaguing CNN. This list includes Jeffrey Toobin, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, and John Griffin. Since publication, more information has been unearthed about John Griffin's case, and another producer has been outed for similar crimes. CNN is officially in sexual disarray. Regarding John Griffin, Fox News reported that some of his personal electronic devices had been seized by authorities in September of 2020, more than a full year prior to his arrest. Authorities first became aware of Griffin's depraved proclivities 18 months ago, yet the FBI didn't arrest him until Friday in Connecticut for allegedly soliciting three mothers and their underage daughters for training on fetish sex. One is left to speculate how many more crimes John Griffin committed between the seizure of his devices and his eventual arrest. The Department of Justice remained silent on this very issue after being asked by Fox for comment. Additionally, the amount of time it takes for legacy media to properly report stories in their possession is also problematic. ABC and its Jeffrey Epstein cover-up made this clear last year. According to the video from Veritas, in conjunction with their source, Janine Bonanni, the unnamed producer at CNN sent text messages and FaceTime recordings asking for naked pictures of 15- and 14-year-old girls, as well as discussing his fetishized sexual fantasies about them. The CNN producer was explicit, and given the nature of fantasies, beyond disturbing. They include forced oral sex, mother-daughter tag team fantasies, as well as the general sexual objectification of barely pubescent teenage girls. The producer at CNN was left unnamed in the video. California Globe reached out to Project Veritas regarding the anonymity of the accused. R.C. Maxwell, press secretary for Project Veritas, responded, saying, "To protect the children, we are not yet releasing information about certain individuals involved in the story, including the producer. The producer himself is currently engaged, and one of the young girls alleged to be in potential danger from this man is his fiancée's daughter." Maxwell also added that, "Our first course of action was to reach out to authorities. Following that, we reached out to the mother of the children to ensure their safety." The source for this video will be questioned for her credibility. Janine Bonanni is a former sex worker and had engaged in a relationship with the producer at CNN for a decade. Bonanni is now a case manager for former victims of sex trafficking, as well as victims of sexual assault. While society at large rightly questions the veracity of these sources when they come forward, given the illegal nature of their work, the evidence Bonanni provided to Project Veritas is compelling. The messages sent between Bonanni and the producer land her in a precarious place. In order to obtain more evidence, she plays the role of being interested in his proclivities. She says in the video, "I need to get evidence, as much as I can, in order to help this case." James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, asks, "At this point, it seems you are eliciting him." And Janine agrees. The interview gets far more disturbing after this. "Usually, every time we text, it's always about him wanting to see me and his stepdaughter together," Bonanni says. A short audio recording of the producer follows, in which he describes in detail how he wants the child to perform sexually for him. Another disturbing aspect to the story is the alleged lack of action from law enforcement. Bonanni claims that she brought her evidence to the authorities, and according to her, they did not take it seriously. It is safe to surmise that given her past line of work, authorities would be skeptical of her claims. However, they even refused to look at the evidence. In the interview, O'Keefe made it clear to Bonanni that she would be scrutinized for coming forward. He asks, "What is your response to people who may not believe you or your motivations?" Janine responds, "I have been a victim. I do not want this girl to be a victim of anything. The bottom line is to save this girl. I tried going to the police, and it didn't work." How has CNN responded to these various scandals? Regarding their anchors, Don Lemon is still enjoying support from the network, with CNN publicly issuing a statement of support as its star anchor is sued for sexual assault. Jeffrey Toobin's masturbation debacle is as if it never occurred, and he continues to provide legal analysis on various stories. In the case of Chris Cuomo, he was thrown under the bus by the network, but only months after the allegations of aiding his brother's political battle came to light. Some anchors at CNN, such as Brian Stelter, are attempting to distance themselves from Cuomo, ignoring that Cuomo was praised by all, even after he was revealed. The cases of John Griffin and this other producer have been met with silence from CNN. CNN has yet to report on air the situation with John Griffin. Given the egregious nature of the allegations, it's unconscionable that CNN refuses to comment on their ever-growing list of sex scandals. The lives of children were put in direct danger from sexual predators, and as of now, people are left to assume CNN does not take it seriously. Regarding the unnamed producer, R.C. Maxwell told The Globe, "Project Veritas reached out to CNN to inform them of the situation and give them the opportunity to comment. As of this press release, we are still awaiting a response." How many more cases of sexual misconduct need to occur before a methodical and forensic investigation takes place at CNN?
Audio Hopper.